It's 5 o'clock this morning and the sun is on the rise. There's frosting on the window pane and sorrow in your eyes. The stars are fading quietly, night is nearly gone. And so you turn away from me and tears begin to come, and it's goodbye again. I'm sorry to be leaving you, goodbye again. As if you didn't know, it's goodbye again. And I wish you could tell me, why do we always fight when I have to go? It seems a shame to leave you now, your lay so soft and warm. I long to lay me down again and hold you in my arms. I long to kiss the tears away and give you back the smile. Another beckon me, and for a little while it's goodbye again. I'm sorry to be leaving you, goodbye again. As if you didn't know, it's goodbye again. And I wish you could tell me, why do we always fight when I have to go? I have to go and see some friends of mine, some that I don't know, some who aren't familiar with my name. It's something that's inside of me, not hard to understand. It's anyone who listened to me sing. If your hours are empty now, who am I to blame? You think if I were always here, our love would be the same. As it is, the time we have is worth the time alone. Lying by your side, the greatest peace I've ever known. But it's goodbye again, and I'm sorry to be leaving you, goodbye again. As if you didn't know, it's goodbye again. And I wish you could tell me, why do we always fight when I have to go?
I saw you standing on a pyramid landing when the sky was all red. You lifted your face and looked up into space, which was wrapped round your head. You gave me a secret, you asked if I'd keep it. I told you, you knew that I would. Oh, 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 raspberry chocolate you pulled from your pocket that tasted so good. Peppermint candy carried up on the air. You gave me a secret. You asked if I'd keep it. I told you, you knew that I would. Oh, 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 raspberry chocolate you pulled from your pocket. It tasted so good. You asked if I'd keep it. I told you, you knew that I would. Oh, 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 raspberry chocolate you pulled from your pocket. It tasted so good.
Back in black, hit the sack, I've been gone so long. Yeah. Fuck all that. Just fuck. Now, just something happened that is just completely beyond belief. I lost my mind, basically, and that also meant that I forgot where I recorded. I recorded a song I had found, and I had, for the past 3 years or so, thought it was lost forever. Holy crap, I found the tape that's gonna just make you shit in your car.
Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
Holy guacamole. So, I'm gonna record this onto MP3. Okay, and it's the first time I have ever done this. I'm making an MP3. I'm not making a show recording. I'm making an MP3. Ooh, and I would just like to preface this MP3 recording live on the air by just saying one thing, and that is... If somebody would call me up, I'll tell them what to ask me. Call me up and ask me, Shock and I, what is your favorite song you have ever heard in your entire life? What is the best song you have ever heard in your entire life? Somebody call me up and ask me that, and I'll be glad. I'll be happy. Okay, so there's now a theme somewhere in the show of Shock. So, this is my favorite song ever.
A few years ago, I built me a robot, mechanically efficient, from the bottom to the top. That made him go. I didn't build no fun. I named him Bone. Programmed him to go get a job. Well, it didn't look different, and it didn't look straight. Bob looked back, one of my days. Hey, not going to work. Bob was a regular joke. of the robot. But the bop of the robot.
Wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Man, you hear this bullshit they be talking? Every day, man. It's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars. You know what I'm saying? It's wow. It's wow. Listen. Bin Laden didn't blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocker.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Pledge no allegiance, nigga, fuck the president's speeches. I'm baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features, drowning you in propaganda that they spit through the speakers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act to track you to the type of your blood. They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs and throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions you live in. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda, and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave him billions of dollars, and they funded his purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's just scratching the surface.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Say the rebels in Iraq still fight for Saddam, but that's bullshit. I show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'd be warfare through Harlem and Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream. I'd be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the south, my nigga. I'd be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clock someone who talks shit but look at you wrong? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your moms. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. We sold them that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting a new era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack. Trying to distract the fact that they engineering the crack. So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo holding a sniper rifle. These bullets will touch your kids, and I don't mean like Michael. Your body be sent to the morgue, stripped down and recycled. I fire on house niggas that support you and like you. Cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily, and poor people never forget shit and struggle daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory. This shit is real. Written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal.
Y'all don't rap for dead presidents. I'd rather see the president dead. It's never been said, but I set precedents.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the towers.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the towers.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth,
City
nigga.
City Records was 80 seconds away from the tower. Some cowards fought with the wrong building. They meant to hit ours.
Thank you. She's a fickle little together forever, only time will tell. Until I know for sure, know that I'm in hell. When you kiss me deep, know that it's deeply felt. My eyes well up when your car pulls up. Feel like a dumb fuck, that shit out of luck. Love fights, love bleeds, love fucking sucks. I'm so stuck on a rut, that when your love is a must. Are we really just friends? We just not in my end. I try to reply, it was all just pretend. But a lot of that sounds, makes a man a mess. So when will I see you again? Why won't you be mine? I've tried so hard not to cry. Can't contain what lies inside. Could you call me up and just say hi? Why won't you leave the guy? Why must I be denied? When
You've asked me to do the impossible. Be reasonable. I realize it's the most difficult. I'm sure you can do it. Mr. Lowe, however, I cannot do this job on my own.
You can leave all that to me. I've hired five fearless fighters to assist you.
Are these the men you hired for me?
Thank you. nothing to do. I need something new, but no one ever comes. Now I've got nowhere to go, so I turn on a TV show. I've been nothing good comes on, but never does. Whatever happened to Bob? Whatever happened to Bob? Whatever happened to Bob? Gonna be rich and famous. We were gonna be so outrageous that no one could pull us apart. Now you tell me there's a change in plans, and our castles were just made of sand. I try to act like I understand, but I don't at all. Whatever happened to Bob? Whatever happened to Bob?
Just for you. So shout out. installation and police baton that rule over my nation. There are fighters with a mission in the gridlock street, and they are working to ensure that people still can eat food, not bombs. We're gonna take the streets and ransack the dumpsters. Food, not bombs. We're gonna tie it to a table and feed your face with food, not bombs. 'Cause those guns and nukes cause indigestion. Food, not bombs. We're gonna fill up all the tummies in the human race. Some people try to put us down, but let me tell you about what's coming around. We got a great big pot of sweet potato stew. We got some bagels and some muffins and some salad too. When there's enough in the land to go all around, there ain't no justifying hunger when the sun goes down. And we are food, not bombs. We're gonna take the streets and ransack the dumpsters. Food, not bombs. We're gonna tie you to a table and feed your face with food, not bombs. Those guns and nukes cause indigestion. Food, not bombs. We're gonna fill up all the tummies in the human race. Now weed and seed hit my city yesterday, and the Salvation Army kitchen started to say, you need a picture ID or you won't get fed. We gotta start keeping track of where the homeless people tread. We have to keep a close eye on the underclass, or someday they might decide to organize and whoop our ass. We are food, not bombs. We don't care who you are. You could be sleeping in a gutter, living in your car. You could be tight for rent and up against eviction, or be running for your ninth felony conviction. We will sit you down with a plate of food and watch a home-cooked meal elevate your mood. And if John D. Rockefeller himself walks up to our picnic line, we're gonna say, yo, what's up? Have a bowl of vegan soup, you crook. And next time, come on over to the kitchen and cook with food, not bombs. We're gonna take the streets and ransack the dumpsters. Food, not bombs. We're gonna tie you to a table and feed your face with food, not bombs. 'Cause those guns and nukes cause indigestion. Food, not bombs. We're gonna fill up all the tummies in the human race. Now we never serve genetically engineered foodstuffs. If we can help with that shit, it's weird. I'm talking cucumber mosaic virus out on the loose with some pretty fucking scary recombinant juice. That little bug is always itching to infect a host. Every gene pool on the planet's gonna be toast. I'm talking shellfish proteins and tomato sauce. And Monsanto Corporation playing planetary boss. They put your children's future in the Terminator sea, and they poison you with Roundup as if you were a weed. You got to fight the corporation every inch of the mile, from the factors of production to the produce aisle. Uproot the crops and burn the tractor. Monkey wrench the trash compactor. Shoplift from the supermarket chains. Every dollar that they profit is your people's pain. But every nickel that you save on your criminal spree is gonna help rebuild your local mom and pop economy. Tear up their toxic parking lots and replace them with some unorganic garden plots to grow food, not bombs. We're gonna take the streets and transact dumpsters. Food, not bombs. We're gonna tie you to a table and feed your face with food, not bombs.
That was Food Not Bombs. It was really great. It was so great, I just couldn't stop eating.